This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All righty. Hour number three, we're starting it off in some kick-ass fashion. First of all, Alexa V, thank you, sweetheart. All right, Alexa. Thank you. Thank you.
I know that, dude.
Yes.
Where'd you get this?
Super chats.
Oh, gnarly.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
Thank you, Alexa, as always. Tommy Italian, 305 for life, chiming in also on a super chat. I love it. So Alexa gives us the smiling faces with the hard eyes and the mouth out wide open. Tommy Italian gives us the super sticker flying through the air. Love you, Tommy Italian. 305 for life. Drubo again on a super chat. Thank you, Drubo. He puts hashtag Finns Rising. Hi, Alexa's Twitter chat board. There you go. And then man of 1,005 holds, he chimes in. You guys on a roll with a whole bunch of super chat.
Excuse me a sec. What are you babbling about?
Super chat.
If he
super chat, we'll all super chat.
It'll be anarchy. Out of my hands.
There we go. A lot of super chatting going on. Thank you all out there. Very, very nice. Very nice of you all. Richard, by the way, says, whatever happened to the Dolphins, decide to do pregame and protest will be okay with me because Dolphins regime gets it. Whatever it is, go Dolphins 2020, eventual Super Bowl champions. I love it. Mike No-Go Zone says, donuts and an Irish coffee chaser. Good times. Drubo says, so my sister gave me Blue Label for my B-Day 2 weeks ago. I would imagine you're talking about Johnny Walker Blue Label, right? Is that what it is?
Ooh.
Yeah?
Oh, man. Okay. You know what? That's Christmas. That's Noche Buena at Jesus's house.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Probably. Super Boom Shack says, Super Chat has left the room. Super Chat has been very active today, and we thank you all out there for super chatting and supporting us. However it is you support us, which is absolutely amazing. You know what's also amazing is watching John Bones Jones is a guy that does a lot of the wrong things. And he's really, really talented. We all know that. He lives in Albuquerque. You know, recently he had the DUI where he was shooting a gun and all. I mean, it's hard for me to defend John Bones Jones in anything, to be honest with you. I mean, he's just a first-class knucklehead. As great of a fighter as he is, and we know he is, and we've undisputed the best of the best, all of that, the guy's a king-size knucklehead. But we all know that we admire people that are protesting. A lot of us believe in what they're fighting for. Unfortunately, there's a group of individuals that are undesirables, and they're making the protesters look bad. And even some people are short-sighted enough to lump them all in the same group, and they're not. Okay, and this has been happening with protests forever, 100 years. There are always a group of individuals that want to take advantage of a protest and do things for all the wrong reasons. Well, John Bones Jones Jr. ends up seeing some kids with spray cans, right? And so here's Bones Jones, listen to him. Talk about going after, you know, listen to the exchange of him going after the kids with the spray cans. Nope, that's not it.
That's not the way, man.
Give me the spray can.
I ain't doing nothing.
Give me the spray can.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to tell John Bones Jones no? Are you going to tell him screw you? No, right? See, because the difference is if Russell Wilson walks up to you and says, give me the spray can, you could actually look at Russell Wilson and say, F you, buddy. And Russell Wilson's not going to knock you out. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady. Hey, give me the spray can. Hey, Tom. Go bang Giselle and leave me alone, you clown. Get out of here. Okay? You might want to turn off your mic, bro, because we're hearing everything. So you obviously Tom Brady, you know, he's not gonna hit you either. Now, John Bones Jones Jr., you're not gonna get in an argument with the guy because you know he's legitimate crazy. Sorry, John, if somebody shows you this video, but you are crazy, bro. And out of pure fear that you know he's crazy, here, John, here's the can. That's all.
Bro, he's doing this in the middle of traffic. You hear all the horns blowing.
It's great.
And he literally, like, walked out in the middle of traffic. Like,
yeah, he got out of his car.
What are you doing? Yep. Get over here. Give me those cans. And then he went to another guy and did the same thing.
Yep. Now, John Bones Jones did not end there. Okay, so a lot of people are talking about the spray can, all that. This man got a couple of guys, and to his credit, now he made himself a great American on this day. Check it out.
All right, it's time to put in some work. Got a nice little crew of guys, volunteers. That's going. You guys ready to do some work?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. Let's see if we can find something to clean up. You guys need help with your small businesses? We're here. Hit us up. We'll be here all day. Time to work.
We got Nate helping out.
Yeah, I'll have all the guys.
So he is legitimately, okay, along with his guys, cleaning up businesses. Okay? Glass, trash, destruction. He is legitimately walking into those small businesses and helping them and assisting them in their cleanup. That's pretty freaking cool, man. Okay? I mean, it doesn't absolve you of being a complete moron for many years and doing a lot of really stupid things. But I got to say, John Bones Jones, man, on this day, you, sir, are a great American, okay? Because you're doing more than most of us, right? And not a lot of – we can't go take paint cans away because we're going to end up in fights. Right? You and I go tell a kid, hey, give me the paint – you know we're going to have to fight with the kid because he's not going to want to give us a paint can. He doesn't know who the hell we are. If John Bones Jones walks up to you and says, give me the paint can, here you go, John. You know, that's all you can do. You're not going to test that guy. We will get tested. So we can't do that. And last time I checked, we're probably not walking into small businesses right now and helping them clean up after their mess that, you know, some looter left, which would be terrible.
I was just thinking of classic. Jones walking up and could kick your butt. I didn't even factor in that he's a little crazy. Dude, when you put those two together, it's like, Here, and you give him more, you go find paint cans for him, right?
Yeah. Did you watch that scene? And you know who retweeted it? My man, Omar Kelly. Oh, Omar, if you're listening or if you watch or somebody, you can pass it on to Omar this part. Omar, you retweeted the wrong video. You were 1,000% right, but you tweeted the wrong video. So Omar yesterday, he tweets out a video. You guys got to go to his Twitter feed and you'll see it. It's a Twitter feed. Let me hear. Okay. My car is all of a sudden revving up the engines and want to move. So it's a Twitter feed, right, that cops get to this shoe store and there's a couple white kids coming out, right? And Omar puts in the caption, if these were black kids, do you think the cops would just let them run by and with the product and just leave. And it, of course they wouldn't. We all know that. The only problem was the video he captioned and retweeted, that specific video, not one white person left with shoes. And the first part of that video, you got to watch it. It's hilarious. There's a white kid that runs out of the car, out of the store with like five boxes of shoes. Okay? But he sees a cop. The second he sees a cop, he goes, ah! And all the shoes go flying in the air, and he darts to the left, and he leaves without any of the shoes. And then there's another girl that comes out with one pair, and the cop knocks it out of her hands, and that's the end of the video. So in the one specific video, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious. You got to go to Omar's feed, right? Because he's 1,000% right in his statement, right? If it was black kids, they probably would have tackled the black kids and arrested them. You know what I'm saying? The white kids, but the white kid was so crapping in his pants that he just saw the cop and the five pairs, he just let them out in the air. It was hilarious. It was like, oh my God, I got caught. And he's just darting away and running away with no shoes. And then the one white girl walks out with a pair, and the cop just like knocks it out of her hand, like, get your sorry ass out of here. It was great. It was so funny, man. I was going to tweet back to Omar. I was going to say, Omar, there's hundreds of videos out there, bro, that are better examples. This was not one of them because none of the white people got away with shoes.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of these hits, man, are big time coordinated.
Oh yeah, yeah, no,
big
yeah.
time. Yeah. Like these, they've got this thing down to a science.
Yeah,
it's almost. I'm almost at the point where, if you're going to protest your group and put it out there on social media, you need to have some security within your group, mm-hmm. kind of like what happened at the CVS
right.
across the street from the American Airlines
sure.
the other night.
Sure,
that. Because you know what, man? Everything that's being done right with that one loot, with that one fire, with that one car, you know what I mean? It kills
yeah.
everything, hours of positive.
I see, to me, I can compartmentalize, and I know the looters have nothing to do
yeah, but unfortunately, we don't control the media, man. And you know
that,
how
that's fine,
they focus on that fire.
That's
that,
fine, and it's just like the people that wanted to complain about players kneeling. And they
yeah.
and I kept having arguments every day. It had nothing to do with the military. It had nothing to do with the flag. You know what I mean? So people are going to believe whatever the hell they want to believe. That's why I tell people all the time, you know, like, I don't lean to either side. I don't watch one newscast. I don't do any of that stuff. I think for myself, and I watch everything, and I decipher everything that's going on. And so I don't get caught up in the, well, they're kneeling, they're disrespecting the military. It had nothing to do with the military.
Yeah, but you and, like, maybe a handful of other people are like that. Unfortunately, everybody watches the news and they come to the trough, and then that's what they spew post, what they see. And man, it's really bad because there's a lot of good things going on, and everything is all about the bad, man. You know?
But that's what sells. That's always what it is.
You know,
that's what gets you page hits. That's what gets people selling is the bad stuff. Drubo says, bro, come on, 305, you know he's my fave. Who's that? I don't know what we're talking about here. Drubo says she's on our big old Twitter chat. Who are we talking about here? I don't know. You guys sometimes get into these conversations with each other, and then I don't know if you're asking me something or if you're complaining to me or criticizing me or what, or I don't know. Who would win in a fight, John Bones Jones or The Undertaker? I would pick The Undertaker. I would pick John Bones Jones because I know that he fights for real. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was thinking. This is fake.
I don't know what a wrestler would fight like when he really gets hit. I don't know, because they're not really getting hit. You know, it's incredible choreography, and they're obviously great talents, and they put their bodies through a ringer, throwing their bodies all over the place. So they do take their own beating, but they're not taking a beating. You know what I mean? And so I don't know how you're going to react. See, we didn't know how Ronda Rousey was going to react until she got punched in the face. And then finally, when she got punched in the face, she completely quit. She disappeared, came back, lost again, and disappeared again, and never, and went back to, and went to fake fighting. You see what I mean? It's the Mike Tyson line. Everybody has a plan until they get hit in the face. So that's my problem with all wrestlers. I know they're big and strong. I know most of them will kick my ass. I get all of that. I understand all of that. Okay, so, you know, because there's always that butthurt wrestling fan that will send me the text and say, well, I bet he'll kick your ass. That's not much of an accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? So it's I don't know how these people will react when they're in a real octagon or a real boxing ring, right? Conor McGregor stepped into a real boxing ring and looked completely uncomfortable because he didn't know how to box, you know? And he's a real fighter. So I have no idea what a wrestler's actually going. You know what it's like? It's like the football player without pads. And he's running around sideline to sideline and running upright onto guys and hitting them, and he's getting there in time. And then all of a sudden they put pads on and the guy's getting trampled and he's lost and he can't get there anymore and he's not nearly as physical. You know what I'm saying? Receiver running over the middle, catching everything, this and that. You're all in shorts. What was the name of that kid? Brandon. It was Jimmy's time. Brandon something. He had a great mini camp. And then they put on the pads and he completely disappeared. Caught everything in sight when no pads were on. Then pads came on and the guy completely disappeared. So that's my problem with wrestlers. I don't know really how tough they are because they've never fought. So when I see them fighting, then I know what they will be. So I'm going to take John Bones Jones because I know John Bones Jones. He might be crazy. He might have done cocaine the night before. He might have drank 3 bottles. I have no idea. But when he steps into that octagon, he's a ravaged dog. And you're not beating him. You know? John Bones Jones has that Rodman in him. He can go party all night in Vegas and then go out and kick your ass after that. It's just, you know, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying. Rodman can go do a whole bunch of cocaine and alcohol and then go grab 25 rebounds and get the best player on the other team and defend him and make him shoot 32% from the field. And John Bones Jones can bang 4 chicks, do 800 lines of coke, 3 bottles of whiskey, and then kick your ass the next day. I have no idea if wrestlers can actually kick your ass. I know they can choreograph your ass into submission, but I'm not sure if they can actually physically kick your ass. I got to see that to believe it. Let's see. Right on, Big O. The media knows exactly how to play us all. Of course, because they know what page views. They know what gets hits. Because, George, the viewer only watches destruction. The viewer doesn't want to see the puppy getting saved. The viewer doesn't want to see the guy crossing the old lady, getting the old lady and crossing, you know, helping her across the street. The viewer doesn't want to see the firefighter saving somebody. No, they want to see the firefighter falling from the roof with the person he was attempting to save. We want to see George die over and over and over again. So the media plays you because that's what you want. So really, they're only catering to what you want. You know what I mean? Just when you're cruising around for your movies and Netflix, do you go for the action movie? Do you go for the drama, the thriller, the killer? Or do you go for the love story? Right? You're going to go for all the first ones that I mentioned. The latter is, brother, that's when your wife or your girlfriend ties you down to it. Oh, come on. It's such a sweet story. Watch it with me, sweetheart. And then you watch it. But if not, you want to watch the action-packed movie, the drama, the thriller. Because you want to watch the train wreck. So they play. They're not, they're, George, you're right to a certain extent. They're playing you, but they're playing to you, actually. Because it's what you want to watch. You want to watch the mudslide that takes the family and their car across the bridge and over into the embankment. That's what you want to watch. You have no interest in the Special Olympics story and the child that had to fight his way to just to be able to walk and then run that half mile. You want no part of that story. But you certainly want to watch the hurricane destroy the Bahamas. You'll watch that one over and over again. You'll watch the people get beat up outside of their store from rioters and looters. Now, the cop that comes out and kneels down next to the protesters, you glance at it and you move on. And let me go to the next one. They're playing to what you want. And what you guys want are train wrecks. That's why the Kardashians survive on television. That's why the Jersey Shore idiots are there. You know? That's why 16 and Pregnant is on. Because we love train wrecks. That's what we do in this world. You know? That's why the news is all full of that crap. Alexa V says, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. George says, 100% Big O, negativity and chaos sells. Amen. Amen, man. Sex, all of that sells, baby. Big O, not everyone prefers action movies over others. I'm not an action movie fan. Bromar Smelly, you, sir, are the minority. And you're a monster minority on top of all of that. Okay? Monster minority. That's how special it is. That's how special you are. All right, so John Bones Jones gets a lot of credit for what he did, right? I want to give Floyd Mayweather some credit too. Did you hear about Floyd Mayweather?
No, I did not.
John Bones Jones, lots of dumbass things, right?
I was going to say it was about a month ago at Craig's Inn on a Friday, all that stuff with the rest right. And the gun, yeah.
Floyd Mayweather, a lot of moronic stuff he's done too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time gambler too.
All right, so, but that's fine.
Gambling's fine. Yeah, if you got the money to do, babe, more power to you.
I'm more worried about him hitting his kids and women and all kinds of other stupid things he's done.
Yeah.
Okay? Just like John Bones Jones. But we got to give John Bones Jones a lot of love, man. He had a great American moment there. Let's give Floyd Mayweather also a lot of credit. Why? Mayweather has given $88,500. He is sending it to the Fort Bend Memorial Funeral Home to cover the cost of George Floyd's funeral services. How about that? Which, by the way, $88,500? Man, cremate me, sweetheart. We can't afford it. Anyway, Floyd Mayweather has, and by the way, when you cremate me, sweetheart, just do it in the backyard, bro. $88,000? I can't afford $8,000. Floyd Mayweather has offered to pay for George Floyd's funeral services. TMZ, by the way, is reporting this. Mayweather is offering to finance all four services for Floyd in Houston, Minnesota, Charlotte, and another location later to be named. We're told Mayweather felt it was the right thing to do after learning Anzel Jennings, CEO of the TMT music label, grew up with George. Mayweather's people added Floyd is just doing what he feels is right in his heart. It's unclear if George's family has accepted it, which they have, by the way, that I know that they have also. They've accepted it. Hey, man, you know, I can pick on Floyd Mayweather for doing a lot of really stupid things, but let's give people credit when they deserve it. And that's a classy, classy thing to do for Floyd Mayweather, for George Floyd's family by Floyd Mayweather, man. That's pretty classy. And I can understand the $88,000, by the way, because it's four different locations. So I can see that. You know, $20,000 I can't afford. So if it's 20 something thousand for each, I'm still, sweetheart, just burn me in the backyard. What the hell? It's all right. I understand. They can get rid of me however they want to throw me in the trash and save some money. I'm good with that too. Okay? Just wrap me up in a hefty bag. Make sure when I croak, you put me in a fetal position right away so I can fit in the hefty bag a lot easier. Okay? That's all I'm saying. But nice job by Floyd Mayweather to pay for the services. I think that's a really cool thing by Floyd Mayweather. Now, did you see about J.R. Smith? Okay, before I go to the break, you know J.R. Smith beat the crap out of a vandal, right, the other day. Guy broke his truck window, and he beat the crap out of him. I say J.R. Smith. Another guy that I've not agreed with a lot of things he's done in his past, too. J.R. Smith's been such a knucklehead that Rihanna called him out. Okay, when Rihanna's calling you out, you know you're a knucklehead. Plus, if you're J.R. Smith, the fact that Rihanna called you out, that means you lost out on all hope of getting laid with Rihanna. Because if you're J.R. Smith, you might have a shot at Rihanna. Now Rihanna calling you out, you can forget about it. You know what I'm saying? You and I don't have a shot. I mean, I'm married, so forget about it. But I mean, normally we don't have a shot. If you're J.R. Smith, maybe you can shoot your shot. You never know. Now you have no shot. That was probably the most depressing part if I'm J.R. Smith. Thinking, wow, Rihanna called me out. I no longer have a shot with Riri. But anyway, he is now disappointed in himself for opening up a can of whoop-ass on the vandal. That's depressing. He posted the video. Now he told Pat McAfee on his show. He says, granted, if he would have seen me and seen somebody outside of the car, outside of the house or whatever, don't think he would have broken it. Absolutely not. It was just a random act of stupidness. And I give him that. But that ass whooping was a random act of stupidness on my behalf, JR says. This man was down there at 8:46 for no reason, literally taking the life from him, calling for his dead mother. And then we go out here and we try to represent his name in a good way. And between tarnishing people's shops, like so many have nothing to do with the situation. We should be able to lock arms, stand in front of somebody's store and say, no to this. This is not right. Being able to do stuff like that isn't right. So for the moment that I unloaded on the alleged vandal, Smith says he now regrets it. When it happened, I've seen red. Then when I finally snapped to, I'm still disappointed with myself. For me, I'm 34 years old. I have four little girls at home. I don't want that image. Regardless of the fact, whether it was right or wrong, I don't want them to have that image of their dad being capable of doing that or doing something like that. Smith did have a sense of humor about kicking form, though, saying, I was trying to go Bones Jones or Anderson Silva. But you know what? With J.R. Smith, I understand where he's coming from and where his regrets come from. Because he does have four girls. And then all of a sudden they see their dad going crazy on some dude. And although, again, I can compartmentalize. I'm that person. I can separate the two. I can understand that he is worried about how he looks in his little girl's eyes. But still, on the flip side, man, you're defending your property, bro. I have no problem with that. You know what I mean? I understand that he's concerned a little bit about how he looks in his girl's eyes because he doesn't want them to view his their dad like crazy or something. But I don't view it as, I view it as a moment where you're defending your property, man. Simple. Nothing more than that. And that was a person that needed an ass kicking. Okay? Because that vandal, a fine or some little jail time or something, he probably would have used that as a social media moment to boost himself. Whereas here, oh, you're the dude that got your ass kicked by J.R. Smith. And now maybe he'll think about never doing it again now. Because the thought of what if the owner sees me? Okay? And maybe the next time it's not an ass kicking. Maybe the next time it's a bullet in your head. So I got no problem with what J.R. Smith did. I understand his personal regrets. I understand his personal concerns because of his daughters. I do understand that. But I will never hold this against him. Ever.
We've all probably been there where you react. You don't think, and it's for the right cause or this, but you go too far,
right?
Whatever, and it shows him growing up that he has
a responsibility.
An issue. He has an issue that, you know what, in hindsight,
right?
I reacted overboard. Probably could have handled it differently.
No, you didn't, JR.
But no, you didn't.
No, you didn't, bro. You're good, man. You're good. Okay? You are good. For that moment, you did the right thing. But I do understand his concerns.
He's growing, like, from what we thought, yes. What you would perceive as J.R. Smith, factoring yes. in his daughter. You like, you know, he wants to be a yeah. good person. You know?
I gotta give him credit that yeah, at man. Least he realizes that. He's a better person than I am for that because I would have thought of, I'm just going to kick your ass because you broke my damn window in my car, bro. That's it, you know? And whether it's, you know, insured or not, I don't care. George Albanese chiming in on the Super Chat. You know, George, if it would take me hours and hours and hours to find it, but I have that soundbite somewhere. George puts in his thing, and it's interesting because his donation was $2.19, which is like really odd that somebody would put like 19 cents, but he put JJ as in Jimmy Johnson, quote, "Who needs Moss? We got number 19, Larry Shannon." And that's when JJ was trying to justify the Larry Shannon pick because he passed up on Moss and took Jonathan Avery in the first round. Remember, and he still said he was going to take Vonnie Holiday with that pick. Even if Moss was there, he was going to take Vonnie Holiday, which would have been a good pick, by the way. We ended up with Vonnie Holiday years later as a free agent. But yeah, that's a good one. I have cassettes of my radio shows in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s. And I know I have like that soundbite we're going to be special and justifying the Larry Shannon and all. I have those cassettes, man. And I do have a cassette player up there. So just in case that I wanted to transfer some of my cassettes to digital, but I mean, it's hundreds of cassettes that I have because I would record every show I ever did back in the 90s on cassette from Radio A to homegrown sports to working for QAM in the early days. I mean, all the radio stuff that I did in the early days, I have all that stuff on tape.
The room that all these cassettes are in, how much space does all these cassettes take up?
It's in the double garage downstairs in those cabinets.
So it's got its own, like...
They're in cabinets.
Section.
They're in cabinets.
Yeah. Right.
They're in cabinets.
So it's got its own area. Like, this is the cassette section of the garage.
Yeah, it's got, yeah, in the garage downstairs. That's a man cave. There's some guy, when we moved in, he built cabinets there. And those cabinets, I just stashed all those cassettes in there. And they're in there, man. A lot of cassettes. And in those cassettes are some great sound bites that I could go back to get. But I would have to sit here for hours and listen to all that stuff and try to find it. But I could find that JJ soundbite. You know? I should. Maybe one day. The day I do it, the tapes will be no good anymore. They would have already deteriorated to hell. And then I'll regret everything. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what's going to end up happening. All right, let's take a quick break because I'm way late here. So we can come back for the final stretch of the show, the final, I would say, about half hour. I don't know, maybe more. I don't know. I got a couple other things that I want to talk about. We got a couple of football notes I want to get to, specifically a couple of depressing notes for certain football fans. I've got a really good music note I want to get into also. I got a bunch of things I want to get into. We still got to go. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. If you want to get in, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Moody's Dental. I got my Invisaligns. Call them right now, man. 305-821-0231. Eric Moody's. They know how to get it done. And he and his father, it's a family-owned business. Eric has been a proud sponsor of our show and a long time listener. And right now, if you're in pain, you need to fill that cavity. You've got a root canal. Maybe you want an implant or Invisaligns. You want to straighten out those teeth. Call them 305-821-0231. That's 305-821-0231. Folks, they use the latest CIRIC technology. They offer same-day dentistry. They can take care of a lot of your needs. Again, tell them that Big O sent you. Trust me, they will take care of you. If you need an emergency, great place to call. 305-821-0231 or go to the website moodysdental.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.